Fifth-generation Elkhart County farmer Mike Morehouse comes from a family that's been working the land for more than 150 years. Recently, he bought a new grain bin to store his corn.
Well, the grain bin's 48-foot diameter, and it's 15 rings high. It holds 72,000 bushels of grain, which is 70 semi-loads, and it'll be used this fall for holding our corn harvest that's coming up.
The bin went up last month, but Morehouse made the purchase at the end of last year.
We talked to the people that we bought our grain bin from, and they said that the grain bin has went up $21,000 in purchase price if we wouldn't have bought this thing back in December.
Hostetler Grain Equipment Sales Representative Kevin Hirschberger has been selling farm equipment, including grain bins, for the past 28 years. He says several factors affect the price difference, including year-end discounts and last year's lower cost for steel. But he says President Trump's tariffs have caused prices to rise.
Pretty much across the line, there has been a price increase. Several different manufacturers have taken larger increases to the tune of 14-15%. Others are smaller. I think the smallest that I know of is 3.5%, so anywhere in between there.
Morehouse says if he'd had to pay the increased price, he'd have found other ways to store his excess corn instead.
We probably wouldn't have purchased it for a $21,000 increase. We would have figured out another way to harvest our grain and putting it in other places.
While the grain bins and other equipment are made of American steel, Purdue University agricultural economics professor Wally Tyner says when prices went up for foreign steel, it gave domestic manufacturers an excuse to raise their prices too.
Let's suppose that you're a steel or aluminum producer and your price is 100 and your competitor's price is 100. Then your competitor gets a 25% tariff, so their price is now 125. Are you going to leave your price at 100? No, you're going to increase your price close to, maybe a little below, what your competitor's is.
Hirschberger says that artificial price jump has impacted his company's sales.
We have noticed people not being quite as quick to make a purchase decision, thinking about it longer.
Tyner says the rise in farm equipment prices coupled with the decline of crop sale prices is a double whammy for farmers' bottom lines.
Farm incomes were already low, and now they're getting squeezed on both ends. They're getting squeezed on the output price going down and the input prices going up.
Corn and soybean farmer Mike Morehouse says he supports the president's trade disputes, but expects to lose money for most of 2018.
We hope and pray that the president's doing the right thing. I have confidence in him that he will try to get this figured out soon, and hopefully by Christmas time this year we can be back into able to sell this crop at a profitable level.
But many ag producers are less optimistic. A recent Purdue survey of 400 farmers nationwide saw the largest decline in confidence in the index's history, correlating to the time frame in which the tariffs were enacted. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Samantha Horton.